This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Google Cloud on Tuesday joined AWS and Azure in announcing its first custom-built ARM processor, dubbed Axion. Based on ARM's Neoverse 2 designs, Google says its Axion instances offer 30% better performance than other ARM-based instances from competitors like AWS and Microsoft, and up to 50% better performance and 60% better energy efficiency than comparable x86-based instances. Google did not provide any documentation to back these claims up, and, like us, you'd probably like to know more about these chips. We asked a lot of questions, but Google politely declined to provide any additional information. No availability dates, no pricing, no additional technical data. Those benchmark results, the company wouldn't even say which x86 instance it was comparing Axion to. Technical documentation, including benchmarking and architecture details, will be available later this year, Google spokesperson Amanda Lamb said. Maybe the chips aren't even ready yet. After all, it took Google a while to announce ARM chips in the cloud, especially considering that Google has long built its in-house TPU AI chips and, more recently, custom ARM-based mobile chips for its Pixel phones. AWS launched its Graviton chips back in 2018. To be fair, though, Microsoft only announced its Cobalt ARM chips late last year, too, and those chips aren't yet available to customers either. But Microsoft Azure offered instances based on Ampere's ARM servers since 2022. In a press briefing ahead of Tuesday's announcement, Google stressed that since Axion is built on an open foundation, Google Cloud customers will be able to bring their existing ARM workloads to Google Cloud without any modifications. That's really no surprise. Anything else would have been a very dumb move on Google Cloud's part. We recently contributed to the System Ready Virtual Environment, which is ARM's hardware and firmware interoperability standard that ensures common operating systems and software packages can run seamlessly in ARM-based systems, Mark Lohmeyer, Google Cloud's VP for Compute and AI/ML Infrastructure, explained. Through this collaboration, we're accessing a broad ecosystem of cloud customers who have already deployed ARM-based workloads across hundreds of ISVs and open-source projects. More later this year. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.